this is someone who the scholars of Hijaz al-Muqaddas are testifying to his abilities, to his knowledge, to his wisdom. He, wherever he goes, from scholars all around the world are praising and complimenting him. This is someone who is mujtahid fil masail. Having had all these different ranks and statuses, which others agree that that is, you know, something which is related to Sayyidi Ali Hazrat Ali Rahma. This is someone who the strength of his knowledge is that I was amazed to see that in Fatawa Razaviya Sharif, the, one of the beauties of that is that if someone writes a question to him in Persian, he replies in Persian. Someone writes to him in Arabic, he replies back in Arabic. Someone sends him a poetic question, he replies with poetry. And the other beautiful things...
He was a linguistic as well.
Exactly. So the linguistic skills and the language skill he has. So one of the things which I was quite amazed to read, that when it came to deciding about the direction of Qibla in North America, there was actually for a long time there was a conflict, because as we know in Western world, in most countries, certainly in Europe, we face southeast right. for Qibla. Now such an important thing, but who decides and on what basis that wherever you are in the world, how does the compass decide where is the direction of Qibla, the southeast? So Dawat Islami gives us that app. However, there again behind that is a formula which is hidden. And that again comes from Sayyidi Al-Hazrat Ali Rahman. So I was reading that when it came to that question about what should be the direction of Qibla in North America, ultimately the scholars decided to refer themselves to the booklet of Sayyidi Al-Hazrat Ali Rahman, Kashful Illa. And they used those formulae to decide that actually in North America, the direction of Qibla is northeast. Which goes, you know, when you're there for the first time, it feels rather odd that it is still in the Western world. How come it's different? But that's where, because the latitude and the longitude and all those things which you've discussed to say the Al-Hazrat Ali Rahman's services, they're all put in that booklet. And Sayyidi Al-Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala has given this formula that wherever you're in the world, you can decide the direction of Qibla. So we can't really do justice to all his services. There's so much which Sayyidi Al-Hazrat Ali Rahma has offered to the Ummah, has offered to them. I think the key aspect to all of that, somebody writes to him and says that in the very famous Salat upon the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam, the Salatul Taj.
Right.
So in that, it's mentioned that the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, one of his qualities, his attribute is Dafi'il Bala'i Wal Wabai. So someone writes to Sayyidi Al-Hazrat Ali Rahman, says that I've been asked this question, whether it is right to say Dafi'il Bala'i Wal Wabai, to use that attribute for the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Sayyidi Al-Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, in reply, he narrated a whole booklet, Al-Amn Wal-Ula. And in that, he gathered 300 ahadis just on this particular topic of Dafil Balai wal Baba. That is certainly an attribute of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And he brings 300 ahadis to prove one point, that one, two words from that long Salatul Taj. So what I think one of the main attributes we learn from this is was his ultimate love for the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Be it in physical form, whether he, when he goes for the Mubarak Hajj, when he narrates his second journey to, for Hajj, he says that the every step you walk in Hijaz al-Muqaddas, in Haram, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for every step gives you barakat, gives you hasanat, gives you virtues. So look at his love, that Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma, he counted the number of steps it took to walk from Makkah al-Mukarramah to Mina, Sharif to Arafat, to Muzdalifah, to back to Mina. He counted all of those. And then he said, Bihamdihi Ta'ala, this attains the reward of 71 billion.
Allahu Akbar, subhanAllah.
And 71 billion, so which I guess now we would call trillion. 71 trillion, 40 billion. hasanat for the numbers of steps I've taken.
Subhanallah.
So Amir Ahlus Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, he then mentions it in his beautiful book, Rafiqul Haramain. And then also explains that, of course, nowadays those walking distances have been shortened because now there are tunnels
Right. Which
take us through that. So the number of virtues may not be the same. But that is his love. That it is the saying of my beloved Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam, let me explain it in a mathematical term, which Ummah can understand, that look, if you walk in this blessed land, these are the number of hasanat you're going to receive. That's all the love which is speaking here. So, as I said, I guess right at the beginning, that every page I turned upon the seer of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahmah, and all these, you know, the different disciplines of science, the way he covered, I think I would reiterate the same point again. I think it will be a disservice to him to even label him with any of these things. He's way beyond a physicist or a chemist or a biologist or a geophysicist. Or he is way beyond that, because all of that are not even the constant branches of knowledge which he even claims to be a specialist in. So he remains humble. And humility is certainly an excellent attribute of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmah, which we've seen examples of. But I feel that, you know, even calling him a physician, it certainly doesn't do justice. He is someone who is truly versatile, who is truly diverse, who has such broad understanding of so many subjects of science, of religion, that I think all we can say is that he is an Alim-e-Rabbani.
Subhanallah.
That's exactly what Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah. He's a practical example and demonstration of that. And I think everything else Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has bestowed on him and inspired him and given him that ilm al-ladunni for the sake of his basic source of knowledge. I mean, I think science is hugely indebted to Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala. It is an honor for, you know, science to be even remembered as one of the branches the Sayyidi Ala Rahmatullahi Ta'ala has serviced and served for this ummah. So certainly I think, and especially if you look in the context, of course, of religion, I mean, his scientific services, they stand on their own. There's no doubt about that. But when we look at in the context of Sharia, in the context of Deen, that's when the true significance of that, it lights up. That, you know, this is Sayyidi Ala Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, who's not explaining the concept of science for the mere sake of science. He's doing it because he's guiding the ummah, the person who's questioned it, so that they stay on the right path. And that is the quality. And I think I sometimes do feel that, you know, having spent so many years in this branch, you know, for medicine myself, that I see people who, you know, you speak to people in you, sort of people around you, and nowadays, you know, there seems to be this undue emphasis on the worldly studies. You know, everybody says that, oh, I want my child to be an engineer, to be a doctor, all of that. And of course, you know, the world needs doctors and engineers and all of that. However, what word needs are good human beings.
True.
What word needs are good Muslims.
True.
Because if it's a good Muslim, then all the bad publicity which Islam gets, all the fake news which is associated, affiliated with Islam, all of those myths could be dispelled if we were behaved as model Muslims, as good Muslims. What did Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala do? He didn't limit and confine all his knowledge just to himself. He wanted it to propagate. He wanted it to be passed on. So that is what a true servant of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would do. If you have learned something, pass it on to others. And of course, for a scholar, what better way to be remembered than leaving a legacy of all those people who have been taught by Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Alayhi Rahmah, and then they are, you know, they become those shining stars who then go on and teach someone. So not only you are producing a source of sadaqah jariyah for yourself, but actually you're making means for the guidance of Ummah. And that's what Sayyidi Al-Hazrat Ali Rahman has done. So as we talked about the science of time, no constant firm book purely written on that subject. And the Sa'adat that came to the disciple of and the pupil of Sayyidi Al-Hazrat Ali Rahman to compile all that knowledge, and now it has become the source of our app, and we are, you know, finding our time. So absolutely, I think Sayyidi Al-Hazrat Ali Rahman, he didn't limit it to himself, he passed it on to others. Alhamdulillah, that's what Dawat-e-Islam is doing.